From Mark, Jesus tells a parable of the wicked tenants and paying taxes to Caesar. Jesus in the temple with the chief priests and scribes and elders, but not the Gentiles. This parable is not about Jew and non-Jews. These are all Jews, but directed at all people. It's a parable with roots in Isaiah 5, the song of the unfruitful vineyard. The vineyard would yield wild grapes and not what was planted. How do we hear this story without pointing at an ethnic group and blaming them for the death and destruction, the beating and killing of Jesus? Like all of Jesus' parables, it is teaching us to change from brutal people of destruction into loving people who care about each other. The parable is about God turning human action around on them if they do not change. This is a story about faithfulness. Are the tenants faithful to the landowner? Do they show loyalty to the landowner's representatives? Do they respect the beloved Son from the heavenly voice at the baptism and transfiguration of Jesus in Mark's Gospel, God's beloved Son? This is a story in response to the covenant with God and now the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. How do the Christians respond to this new covenant? Is Jesus showing the power of God in God's kingdom by turning to faithful people who will honor the covenants of God in Jesus? Or do people hear these words as a threat or warning? Is God hopeful that the chosen will hear this story and turn back to God's love? Does Jesus know this will help ensure the outcome needed to save God's people? Jesus must die, and this plan to have him killed has been Jesus' purpose all along. We must change our way of hatred for each other, being loving, and show kindness to other humans. Will our actions cause us to destroy humankind, or is God still waiting for us to change? God has always wanted us to love him and love each other. It is no different for us today than for those in the beginning. God is waiting for us to turn back for our own salvation, not for God's self. God's love for creation is shown in God's patience with humans. How frustrating to see your children hurting each other over and over again. When Jesus tells this parable, he is reminding us how we have acted towards his love and his messengers. Jesus is teaching us to learn from our mistakes and to change. Turn to God. Remember, the Almighty Father could have destroyed us at any time, but chose instead to save us. God chose to show us grace and love by opening the gate of redemption in Jesus, redeeming for our sins. God chose to love us, wanting us to change from hatred to love God and love our neighbor, and to stop beating and killing servants of God. We are the wicked tenants God left to tend the vineyard, and we have taken possession of it as if we deserve it. We are the humans who will die of our own devices if we refuse to turn back to the open gate of grace. Jesus came to save us, and when we refuse to change, we keep killing Jesus. Turn to God and hear what God says. Listen to him. This is my beloved Son. How long can God wait? How long will it take us to truly turn to God and love God with all our heart, and love the Creator of all things with all our mind, and love Yahweh with all our strength, and love God with all our soul? How long will it be before we love our neighbor as we love ourselves? Stop killing each other with words, with hatred, with deception, with manipulation, with power, and with pure intimidation. How long will it take us to see God has opened the gate of reconciliation for all creation? When will we walk through the open gate of Jesus Christ and look to God and love God's creation? Let us pray. Son of God, you spoke words to Jerusalem's leaders that were hard to hear. Give us ears to receive your word of life so that we can follow you faithfully to the open gate that leads us to salvation in Jesus Christ. Amen.